When the order came and it was time to go, Joseph packed his family as the winds did blow, abandoning their island. And they sailed away along the northern shore, following a British flag once more, to a land all free from war, to find the sheltered harbor. So swing around now on a fair west wind in the Severn Sound, homeward bound to the lee of Island. It's all too late. In a quiet spot at the end of day, we found the way to reach our southern land, plowing rocky fields by hand, for building and fishing up beside the sand. Where was the forest freedom? Well, the open water often seemed to call, and from a lighthouse standing tall, it was great-grandfather who was guiding all the tall ships to a harbor. We'll swing around now on a fair west wind in the Severn Sound, homeward bound to the lee of spot. At the end of day, we found the way to reach our southern harbor. Then the loggers came and cut the forest down. Sawmills dotted every harbor town, and it was on the water that the wood was bound for Michigan and southward. Now beside a schooner on a warm spring day, it was Polly looking for some extra pay, hawking seams for to get away, the first ship out of harbor. So swing around now on a fair west wind in the Severn Sound, homeward bound to the lee of Whiskey Island. It's all too late, in a quiet spot at the end of day, we found the time. You could watch a train rolling heavy with prairie grain, and freighters crowding every shipping lane, the highway of the future. So we signed aboard and sailed away across the waters of Georgian Bay, 600 miles without delay, and back